This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast conspiracy feed. The topic for the pod thread is the Three Amigos, Operation Northwoods. Okay, this is starting to get much more interesting. Oh, man. Oh, by the way, just shout out to Sister Sophroni out there. Word. Yeah, isn't this an interesting, I mean, I don't know, apologist. I'm just doing so much babbling on this, but hey, the moon is full and I smell a conspiracy, and this is getting interesting. The more I look into this, the more intriguing this whole story gets. I'm sure that JFK assassination buffs are already way ahead of me on this, and I am such a noob at that, so please bear with me. Or better yet, if you're a JFK expert and either find errors in my theories or want to add more information, please don't hesitate to make a podcast, or if you prefer, just post to the 2 out of 3 Amigos Operation Northwood pod thread in the member podcast forum. It's thread number 191006, or you can easily find it by using a tag search for Operation Northwoods. excuse me, get a little cold here. Looking into this further, I feel like I really am falling down a rabbit hole. A benevolent heretic provided a link to an ABC News article called U.S. Military Wanted to Provoke War with Cuba, dated May 1st, 2001, just 4 months before 9/11. The article's basically a promo piece for a book called Body of Secrets by James Bamford. I recommend checking this story out and comparing it to what's being turned up in this thread, because what James Bamford is suggesting in that article runs absolutely opposite to what I'm finding out about Operation Northwoods and seems to contradict the documents themselves. Now, James Bamford's version seems, and again, maybe I'm missing something here. So if James Bamford, if you're out there, I don't want to give you bad name. I'm just going by what I'm seeing, and maybe I am misinformed. But James Bamford's version seems virtually contrived to leave out all mention of John and Robert Kennedy's involvement. I mean, read through the article. It's all about how the military wants to do this, the military wants to do that. Hey, maybe this is true, but I'm kind of skeptical of this. And I'll get to that, because I've been learning a lot of stuff I didn't know before about the Kennedy administration and all that. And again, maybe I'm wrong, but whoa. I'm going to give some links to this stuff, because this is I recommend checking this out. And again, if you've already looked into this, I would really appreciate any insight, JFK experts or people with previous experience researching Operation Northwoods, if you can get in on this and give us noobs a little pointer here, because whoa, this is blowing my mind. because that's the thing. Basically, what Bamford's trying to do is pin all the anti-Castro operations on the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the CIA as if they acted alone. I mean, that's what I'm getting out of that article. Am I wrong? The whole article spins things to make it look like the Joint Chiefs of Staff was trying to operate against the wishes of the president. The problem is, that doesn't seem to be true. like I said, I'm going to post some links to some of the stuff I've been reading, and I invite my fellow members to check these out and see what you think. I recommend being critical of all sources, because I'm picking up a distinct aroma of a cover-up. If you look at various historical counts, and here's one of the things this is leading to, the whole Bay of Pigs thing. The Bay of Pigs figures into all this. There's some significant clues. If you look into the Bay of Pigs operation, how that went, who was involved, why it failed. Many of the same players were involved in the Bay of Pigs operation that were involved in Operation Northwoods and Operation Mongoose. And see, that's the thing. This is about Operation Northwoods, but Operation Northwoods does not appear to have actually been done. But Operation Mongoose was. And part of Operation Mongoose was assassination attempts on Castro and a bunch of other stuff. Active measures that were intended to culminate in the invasion of Cuba by the United States. That was what Operation Mongoose was for, was overthrowing Castro's government and sending in U.S. troops to occupy Cuba. Based on what I've seen, and maybe I'm wrong. Some of the things about this that I find interesting is why, it's really disturbing. You go through and read about the Bay of Pigs. It is extremely disturbing to me as a former serviceman, because basically the guys invaded and Kennedy decided not to support them. And that was, they were hoping that the local populace would rise up and rebel and that they, 1,500 troops could do it. didn't work out like that. And apparently, and this is also something I find very disturbing about the Bay of Pigs, is apparently Castro found out that there weren't going to be reinforcements. How did that happen? I would like to know more about that. That's an interesting thing. So anyone out there that knows about the Bay of Pigs, if you've got, if you've looked into it heavily and you've got a good grasp on it, I'm very interested in hearing more about the Bay of Pigs, because I think that figures directly into what happened after all that, including this whole Operation Northwoods thing. And again, James Bamford's version, I strongly recommend that people read this ABC News article from May 1st of 2001. It's fascinating when you look at the other information provided and compare it to what that ABC News article provides for public consumption. It's stunning. It is freaking stunning. Anyway, his version, James Bamford's version of history, is directly contradicted by the existence of the Special Group Augmented. Kennedy created the Special Group Augmented after the Bay of Pigs failure from what was called the Special Group, or 5412 Committee, which was formed by the National Security Council in 1955 under President Eisenhower. The purpose of the Special Group Augmented was to supervise the execution of Operation Mongoose. And who was who were the members of the Special Group Augmented? it was chaired by Robert F. Kennedy, and it included people like John McCone, who was the director of CIA, George Bundy, who was National Security Advisor, Alexis Johnson, State Department, Roswell Gilpatrick from the Defense Department, Lyman Lemnitzer, Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Maxwell Taylor. And then also, apparently, I'm reading this off, this is from Spartacus School. This is very interesting. The Spartacus School, and it's fascinating. It says here, although not officially members, Dean Rusk, who's Secretary of State, and Robert McNamara also attended meetings. So all these people, according to this source and other sources I've read as well, all these guys were in on Special Group Augmented. And according to these sources, the purpose of the Special Group Augmented was to carry out, was basically to oversee and carry out Operation Mongoose. so these assertions that the Kennedys did not know about Operation Mongoose are either these sources are wrong or those sources are wrong. Somebody's lying. Somebody's not telling the truth. And this really piques my interest, to put it mildly. Now, I don't know who it is. Maybe James Bamford's version of history is correct and these other guys are wrong. That's entirely possible. I'm going to keep an open mind on this, but I got to tell you, this is really, really interesting. and one of these sources, and again, I'm going to try and make sure I get all these links up there, claims that the Special Group Augmented was actually who was responsible for the assassination of JFK. I'm skeptical of that, but the source does provide a lot of interesting accounts of these SGA activities and questions the accounts. And interestingly enough, this seems to be on the side of questioning the accounts of Kennedy's involvement with Operation Mongoose. So was Kennedy on Operation Mongoose or was he not? I'm finding it hard to believe that the President of the United States was not at least somehow involved in the plot to overthrow Castro. That strains credibility to suggest that the CIA and the Joint Chiefs of Staff were literally operating without his permission. It's possible, and maybe that was the problem. I don't know, but it's just, I don't know. It doesn't ring true to me. But again, maybe someone knows something out there that can set me straight on this. These differing accounts that I'm seeing about the involvement of the Kennedys with Operation Mongoose appear to be part of the smokescreen surrounding JFK's assassination. But there does seem to be something of a pall of disinformation around JFK and his administration. But still, there are many tantalizing details out there. And when you have documents like these that appear to be authentic, you can try putting the pieces together and seeing who's telling the truth and seeing who isn't. I must confess that I've never had really much of a strong interest in the JFK assassination, more like a passing interest. It's been interesting to see all the theories develop over the years, but pretty early on in the game, I figured out I probably would not figure it out. Too many theories, and I think a lot of those theories are part of a disinformation campaign themselves. But I'll tell you, what I'm finding out about Operation Northwoods is leading me into the JFK assassination world through the back door. And I gotta say, it's addictive. Now, I'm not sure how much more research I can do on Operation Northwoods before I leave for my trip the day after tomorrow. But I wouldn't be surprised if I want to pick up where I left off when I get back. You know, maybe I'll be able to look into this a little more tonight, because this is really intriguing as hell. Either way, and again, I'm kind of sorry to monopolize the pod thread, but this is, you know, you could say this has become my new pet conspiracy. This is fascinating to me, because I think there is a conspiracy surrounding this information about Operation Mongoose and about Operation Northwoods. I think that people are pushing false information about the nature of Operation Northwoods. I am particularly suspicious of James Bamford's account. I don't know if he's necessarily being deliberately deceptive or if his sources are feeding him information of this kind. And I'm not sure that's necessarily even true. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the conclusions I'm drawing are wrong. But the conclusions that I'm drawing based upon various documents I'm seeing, including the Operation Northwoods document itself, do not seem to agree with the version of the story that James Bamford's putting out. And I'm smelling, let's just put it this way. I smell a conspiracy. Be well, friends.